Hello, beautiful people. It's your boy V. George Smith. Listen, man, we are about to have us a conversation about church. Yep, we going there. We talking about it. But in the spirit of talking about church, we decided to add in one of our favorite flashbacks from one of our old shows. You're gonna be familiar with it when you hear it if you've been rocking with us for a long time. This is in honor of the Actually, I'll let you listen to it. Y'all lock in. Love y'all. Peace. Stay beautiful. Oh my God. We done started the show. Let me play this.
Somebody said,
Hello, beautiful people.
Hello, beautiful people.
Hello, beautiful people.
Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to the podcast.
My
Yo,
God.
I never shout out the producer. Shout out to Vansel Cooper, man. Like,
yeah,
this dude, like, he produced this record for me. This was, what's the name of this record? Originally. Sheesh. Come on, George. Well, I got, but you know what? I can just look it up. I'm on my computer. I don't remember the names of my songs. I haven't reached that far to not remember the names of my songs yet. Like, come on, man.
JC, man, I know you, man.
Greg, is that the name of the record?
Listen, I'm talking about my own song and I can't remember the name, Ronnie. This is stupid. Like, Purchased by God. There it is. There it is. This is good. So if y'all didn't know, my theme song comes from the first song from my last album. I'll play a little bit of it.
Hello, beautiful people. This is Pastor YBJ. Let's go.
Shout out to YBJ.
In a day and age where people are afraid of sickness, disease, terrorism, and economic failure, I'm not worried about a thing. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe, and that's a good thing. So be confident in this, that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. And what that means is this. If he can save you, he can keep you. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. Let's go, Ashley.
If he saved you, he'll keep you. Promise to
that. That John funky, I like that John. I was like, we starting the album with that.
Behind the music coming back.
Yo,
Yeah,
so
that.
that's the original, right there. That's where we get the intro music from. But ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome you to a brand new edition of the Hello Beautiful People podcast. We are back. We are back. I finally got my artist tab on TikTok. So
Nice.
I'm lit.
Fine.
I need to get it on IG. They really got me back out here, Jay.
Man, listen, much deserved. Listen, that single you got out there. And I was just going through your whole library on Spotify while I was listening to Billboard. I said, let me check on the other albums again. And just like, I was just like, man, this is some great stuff.
I appreciate you, man.
If y'all listen, if y'all haven't checked him out, go to V, look up V George Smith on Spotify. Just check out his latest, single Billboard, and then just go through his discography. This I can never get that discography.
Discography.
And just give it a listen. I promise, especially if you're a musician and you find yourself in a rut. Musically, they're coming up with creative ideas. Just listen to his stuff, man. Seriously, it's inspiring for real.
I appreciate that, bro. Appreciate that, bro.
Absolutely.
Well, while I'm here, well, look, first things first. Let me wait a minute. I'm up here. I'm up on Facebook trying to pull up this article, and the first thing I see, Veronica Moses posted 20 minutes ago,
Y'all
I
know
look like Michael Jackson.
I play all day. Anybody that listens to this, if y'all really know me, I am a clown. I will joke and laugh and play all day. I don't know why they did that to me. I look crazy.
No, you don't. No, you
what
don't.
The heck?
No, you don't.
No, you gotta go to Facebook and look at his picture, look on Greg. Facebook.
I just they did the.
Oh no, I saw it.
That made me look like a guy.
Yo,
I look off.
Your arms is mad wiry, like you play tennis. That's just crazy.
Somebody commented and said, "I look like I have mad manners."
Talissa said, "My God, today." Oh man. Yo, so I wanted to, the reason why I jumped on Facebook real quick, because I got surprised out the blue from the website newreleasetoday.com. And on the website newreleasetoday.com, there's an article called The Full Gospel with Dwayne Lacy. And in that article, they previewed new gospel music for spring 2024, must hear urban and traditional hits to add to your playlist. And your boy was included in the article. I'm included in an article that featured CeCe Winans' new single, That's My King, Molly Music and Ace Clark's new single, Jason Nelson's new single called Yahweh, Freddie Washington's new single called Tomorrow, and they go a little on me at the bottom, yo. So I appreciate it, man. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. But I'm very thankful. Shout out to Dwayne Lacy.
Where's the Jamaican against... Talent? You gotta celebrate yourself. We need the foghorns over that. You can't be just saying that.
Hold on. We doing something new, Ronnie.
Don't forget the flex bombs either.
We doing something new, Ronnie. Shout out the new release today.
That's it. That's how you do it. Let's see.
That's the new release today. Shout out to Dwayne Lacy.
Oh man.
Shout out to Dwayne Lacy. Listen, the funniest thing about me and Dwayne Lacy, I met Dwayne Lacy back when I had no business being at the Stellars. I had no music done. I was giving out like free mixtapes and stuff like that. And we were sneaking in to this at that time. But I don't know if they probably still do it. But before the Stellar Awards, when they were still in Nashville, they had a nominees banquet. And we literally would go to the nominees banquet for like photo ops, and ended up just sneaking into the banquet, sitting down and like being there. We had no business being there. So after sneaking into the banquet, we start taking pictures with people. And then while we're taking pictures, Dwayne Lacy was one of the reporters there. He took a picture of me and posted it. And I think one of the pictures I took was with Dietrich Haddon. And he was like, he said, the caption of the picture was Dietrich Haddon, an up and coming gospel hip hop artist, V. George Smith. I said, what?
Oh man, you better get busy. I got some expectations of you.
Yo! Oh, like you don't want to hear me spit. Y'all want them problems, but it was just funny. And I hit him up. I'm like, bro, I haven't rapped since '95, bro. Like, why are you doing this to me? But I'm sorry. I thought you were somebody else.
Hold on. Time out.
Corey.
Oh, it's that Maka NIGGA.
What up, kid? How you doing?
You chilling? I'm alright.
I'd love to hear it.
Looking at you from a distance, girl. I gotta keep my distance because I'm gonna shoot somebody over you, Ronnie. Don't play with me,
man.
People, okay?
We just had this conversation before George started.
Yeah.
Yeah, we was gonna get to that in here too.
Yeah. Okay, because she about to have me shoot somebody, and I don't want no problems, but she gonna make me shoot somebody.
Nice.
So
praise him.
Again, George, you used to rap? Lazy. Nah, I was just telling you what happened the first time I went to. Now, mind you, I was not dressed crazy that night. It was just bog standard jeans, dunks, white pull up, and a Yankee. It was light. I wasn't out there with no lugs, jeans, or nothing crazy like that. I wasn't out there with nothing nuts.
George, I would. Please don't ever repeat lugs, jeans, in the same sentence. Lugs and jeans in the same sentence.
Hold up.
Did I get
the knockoff Timberlands?
Yes, they are. The Funk Flex used to be on every Source magazine cover with a pair of lugs, and nobody from New York ever respected lugs. Because why? Why would you? There's Tim's. Why would I buy a pair of lugs when Tim's are right there?
Anyway, y'all can stop hating on lugs, Gene.
Well, first of all, it's the anyway for me. That was, it got real quiet. You like, anyway. Oh, mm-hmm.
Y'all gotta get off my lugs, get off my boss jeans, because I had those in green, regular color.
No, you didn't.
I had green.
No, you didn't.
Regular color. Hold on.
Like the whole color green?
Oh, no. Yes. Yep. And I had a green. And I had a green plaid shirt to go with my go.
And you thought you was killing. And you thought you was killing.
You are Jamaican.
Nigga, them hold up. Them green, them flannels back in 94?
I gotta Google this.
George, yeah, Wallabies on with that too?
Yeah, Clark.
I had the Air Force ones.
Green or Air Force or all white?
All white. Come on, man.
Oh, so you
take it easy.
I thought, sorry,
I ain't
my bad.
From Jersey, no disrespect.
First off, I had ups and a do-rag to match every pair of ups that I had. So I had the flavors. I had every color.
Y'all just telling yourself today, you are.
No, I didn't do the flavors of ones. It was too much work to do the flavors of ones. Now the flavors of dunks. Now I did that, but like my Air Force ones. Was either peaceful white or criminal black. It was either one.
I respect it.
Criminal black is hilarious. Ever since, because I remember black ups when we fight, but I think Ray had said something. We were at some Goodwill trail and Ray said something about he gets black up because he about to fight. Ever since then, every time I hear black ups, I crack up.
Yo.
Why would you do this?
Listen, them things was about business. Completely about business.
It was about my father's business, George. Don't do that. Black ups wasn't necessarily.
What fighting shoes did y'all wear in New York? I know New Haven. You got black ups on. That's it.
Fighting shoes. It was any shoes that you wore outside that wasn't chacletas or flip flops.
No, you couldn't. I ain't missing no shoes. I ain't missing nobody.
What?
I'm not missing.
Now, no Ronnie. Shoes. Ronnie, if the fight was pre-scheduled. Where it was like, yo, tell your man I'm coming around away around X, Y, and Z. Then everybody's putting on Tim's just in case some shouting has to happen. I like how I phrase that. Some shouting. Just in case some shouting.
Don't like that. I got sneakers in my car.
Yeah, nah, it wasn't like that. You got down with what was on your feet. But if And that's what I'm saying. If you knew that something was coming, then yeah, you dressed accordingly. But yeah, it was no. Oh, hold on, let me go change my kicks. If we at the court and something go down, whatever I'm balling in, guess what? That's what we scrap.
It is what it is. Yep.
George, listen.
And you Black actually, ups, I'm talking like I got in a lot of fights. I didn't get in a lot of fights.
I didn't either. I just stay ready. Don't have to get ready.
Right. I was in a lot of confrontations. but only like I only had a handful of fights in my life, like real fights, and like none like past like. Did I ever fight in high school? I didn't really have no fight. Everything in high school was like a confrontation. Because I was like the last one I had in high school was when I was making fun of this kid from the hockey team. And we was just like, you know, I'm just cracking jokes. And I guess I embarrassed him because he had the whole hockey team around him. And then there was a basketball game later in that night. And then me and my boy went to the game. And then as we were leaving the game, we saw the hockey team behind us. Now, mind you, this is like 92. So the thing that kept your car secure back then, if you didn't have the Viper, was the club. So we had made enough leg room to get to the car before them. So I took the club off, the heavy part of it, and turned around. And I was like, what's good?
Oh, you was about to bash niggas' heads. Oh, okay.
It was like Ronnie. It was like six of them, and it was just me and my boy. So they were like, come on, Vic, put it down. Fight fair. I was like, it's six of y'all. It was like me and my Portuguese homie, Rui. Like, nah, I'm like, whoever want it, come get it. And I promise you, I'm going to knock your head off.
Did I ever tell my hockey story up here?
Hockey?
No, so I was in college, and one thing about me from high school to college is that Corey knows everybody. I'll sit with the jocks. I'll sit with the music people. I'll sit with the gospel choir. I didn't have a table at lunch because I could float around to every other table. College was the same way. I partied with the frat boys. I partied with the basketball team. I partied with the baseball team, etc. I was really, 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 really good friends with the hockey team at my school. I was at home one Friday night when the rest of my friends were out sinning, huh? I was in praise and worship, George. You hear me?
My God.
Yeah.
Praise and worship. In my room, playing games, watching movies, like having a grand old time. My roommate, which was odd, calls me and then he hangs up. And I'm like, okay. So I try to call him back, no answer. I text him, yo, no answer. And I'm like, all right, don't think nothing of it. So I leave to go tutor one of the female counterparts in my class.
Yes, God.
Because, George, you see the worship that's happening here?
Yes, God.
I wanted to tutor. And while I was in the dorm.
Teach. Amen.
George, listen. I was in a dorm. I'm like, there's quite a commotion going on outside. I have no idea what's happening, mind you. I just know it's loud and people are arguing. Like, it sounds like somebody getting ready to fight. I'm like, okay. They were in the back of the dorm. I came in through the front, heard the commotion, walked from the front through the back. I'm walking out the door, and there's mad people I know. I'm like, oh, okay, what's going on here? And my roommate is, like, on 10. And he's like, no, it's not right. I'm like, what's happening? And he was like, no, they said they called Hollywood, which was my nickname, a nigger. And I said, wait, what?
Oh, man.
It was a football team and a hockey team. And my roommate is going off. And I said to the hockey guy, I said to the football guy, I said, y'all know y'all didn't call me a nigger, right? And they were like, yeah. I said, okay, I know y'all didn't call me a nigga. And I looked at the hockey guys and I said, this would be a completely different conversation if I was at the party y'all claimed that I was and somebody called me the hard ER. I said, we're 2.5 hours from New York. Nobody would have got sleep tonight if somebody called me the hard ER. Nobody would have got sleep. Oh, you think you're going to call me the hard ER and go to sleep on campus? Safe?
Right.
Right. The hockey guys was like, oh, no, we just came over here because we was trying to protect you. I'm like, I appreciate y'all, but let everybody go to bed. No one called me a hard ER, and it's one still has all their teeth, and campus security or the cops aren't over here. So let's everybody, let's relax. Let's go back to what we're doing and enjoy our Friday night. And the hockey guy's looking at me like, this kid is insane. I'm like, I promise you, yeah. The hard ER was dropped. Nobody would have got sleep tonight. I can tell you that right now. 2.5 hours, I would have made some calls, and we would have got it shaken in Central Pennsylvania, but nobody called me a hard ER to my face, at least. But that's my hockey story, and I stick with it.
I think the only time I got called a hard ER was when my parents took us to our vacation up in Cape Cod, and we had a couple friends with us too, and they said it, and they bravely said it to us while driving a car and speeding off, and we stupidly tried to chase a car down a Cape Cod, Massachusetts street to get them back. But I mean, that's the cycle. Good old days of vacationing in Cape Cod. Thanks, Mom. Thanks, Dad. So, we want to clean some stuff. I wanted to talk about some stuff today. Normally, I don't do current events, but we wanted to talk about some stuff. But then some came up in the pre-show. Ronnie, you are representing for the ladies in here on this evening. So we're asking this question for the fellas. You know, we definitely have gentlemen that listen to this show. And we want to ask you this question as you represent women from here and all across the world. My God. Is bro or hey bro the official, is that still the official stiff arm? Is bro, hey brother, is that still the official stiff arm for any guy trying to approach, or is too being too creepy? Is it still the Derrick Henry stiff arm?
Like a reverse acceptance twirl.
In these last of the evil days, because we want to find out, because we had some different opinions. Is she available? Riley, don't you duck this. We need to find out. Because we're going to go into something different if you're not available. She's not available. I don't think she's coming off mute. So let's switch up and then we'll get back to that with Veronica. Now, fellas.
George, can I ask a quick question before you?
Yes.
Can I ask it? Thank you. I asked this question on social media, and I want to get everybody's attention.
Hey, Corey, how are you?
Perspective. Hey, Greg Johnson. Only person that calls me and tells me their nickname on my voicemail. How you doing, Greg?
I'm well, man. I'm well.
George, Greg called me and said, hey, this is Only Keys. I said, well, duh, I got your number in my phone. No, Greg, you are really cool people. I just want you to know that, brother. I'm going to hit you up. But my question, everyone here, born, grew up in the 90s, whatever have you. My question is about 90s sitcoms and the forced don't do drugs episode. I wanted to know, what's your top three ranking for 90s sitcoms don't do drugs episodes? Because you got Fresh Prince when Carlton did speed.
Okay.
You got... I don't want to give too much away because I don't want to influence somebody's list, but that's what I'm thinking about when I say 90s sitcom don't do drugs episode, because every 90s sitcom had one. Might have been cigarettes, Greg, might have been weed.
Greg, JC, y'all got anything on this? Because I think my number one might surprise.
Off the top of my head, I'm thinking Fresh Prince got to be number one, being caught in that state of mind. I got to, let me do some more thinking. But I'm yeah, Fresh Prince.
I'm going to throw y'all for a loop because I don't think I can remember three off the top of my head. What'd you say, Greg?
Man, y'all might laugh. I'm thinking Saved by the Bell.
Greg, you stole it from me, bro. You stole it from me.
Is that what?
That's the number one for me. That's the number one for me. That is the number one for me.
I'm so excited.
Man. So you had to watch Saved by the Bell to get the NBA stuff? Inside stuff. It was NBA Saved by the Bell and then NBA Inside Stuff.
Saturday? Yes, sir.
On Saturdays. Bro.
Yes, sir.
Jesse Spano was. Have y'all been praying for Jesse Spano in y'all quiet time with God? Because this evangelism doesn't stop people. We just don't forget about people.
Amen.
Yeah. Listen, we just don't. We can't just keep on calling on the young people. There's people that's been through the ministry that we need to reach out to them. Call out Jesse Spano's name in prayer before you go to bed tonight. Last time I saw her, she was butt naked stripping.
What?
What was that movie? What's the movie?
Striptease, man, with the pin on.
Yeah.
That's what drugs will lead you to. Y'all drugs, and then you go from drugs and stripping. But Greg, you nailed it. You nailed it right in the head, bro. That's mine. So That's my excited. Number one. Bro. I was like, I ain't doing drugs, yo.
Yeah, and wasn't she doing like just Adderall? It wasn't even nothing crazy. She was doing like something to help her focus. I'm like, if y'all get this out of here,
nigga, she was out of here, bro. Out of here.
Didn't it make weed seem like it was cracking the 90s with all
of man?
Don't smoke. Every 90s show where the kid got in trouble smoking marijuana. What's going on? What happened? And now it's legalized. You can get in the corner store. So yeah, there's that,
man. But those episodes were always funny though, because it seemed like they always had the same like guest people showing up, and they were always the drug dealers, like the ugly 19-year-old person. Like it was but Saved by the Bell had it for me.
That was my number one. The Fresh Prince Speed episode was high up there because those tears are only second to Will's dad that episode. But when Carlton took the speed in Will's locker, yeah, man, it made me stray away from drugs for a very long time. I said, I don't want it. If it's a Tylenol, I don't want it.
To be honest with you, I think when Carlton wanted the hoorah for his cousin, that one made me a little bit more emotional than the drug one.
Oh, when he got shot?
When he gave him a hug?
Oh, Carlton, give me the gun, Carlton.
Give me the gun, Carlton.
Greg, you had Friday Night Services during that? You was in Friday Night Service? Did you see the episode?
All right.
Bro, that was Mondays. Come on, what's wrong with you?
It probably was.
All church kids saw Fresh Prince, unless you had Monday night prayer.
Nah.
My beef was if something came on Wednesday night, I was hit because I had Bible study. But luckily, I lived upstairs from my church, so I would be able to run upstairs and catch the last 15 minutes ahead of the class.
George, like
George, did you use the? Oh, I gotta go to the bathroom, so you can go upstairs, turn the TV on right quick, and then run back down. Or
I did do that to set the VCR.
Okay.
Like the way my house church was set up, you couldn't really see if it was Bible study. Then you really couldn't. No, actually, you could, but you had to make sure that if one of my parents wasn't preaching or teaching, then they'll be facing the front, and then I could like sneak upstairs and go do something. Or, you know, when it was super key, because the church only had one bathroom. So if somebody was in the bathroom, mom, I gotta go to the bathroom. Hurry up and go up and come right back down. All right. I'll go up there and I'll set the VCR and but don't be up there too long, nigga. Man, don't be up there too long. Get what you need to do and come right back down. And then we talk about your stomach hurting. And nobody trying to hear none of that. Go butt right back downstairs. Church is going on.
What was your question?
Man.
What was your question?
My question?
Yeah, what was yours? What was yours?
Your son is in the NBA. And he's 22 years old. He's a star. Not a superstar. Drafted in the first round. Doing okay. He comes home, he tells you he has a 39-year-old woman that he's been seeing and he got her pregnant. What shall we say to these things, fellas?
What was the question again? I couldn't hear you. My phone was in and out.
So, your son is 22 years old. And he comes home and he tells you he got somebody pregnant that's 39 years old.
Whoa. This is right up my wheelhouse.
And the person he got pregnant, you went to school with her son. But now y'all about to have a baby.
Bruh. Man, listen, all I want
to be. I don't want to be from a dad's perspective on that. Because, nah. Go ahead. Let's talk about this Drea.
Man, and listen. Green. She is a freaking predator because I was beefing on X, formerly known as Twitter, today because she's up there now talking about, you know, she want more babies and he now all of a sudden wants to co-parent, doesn't think that the parents have to be in a relationship. And, you know, she's at, as she said, she's at this point in her life where she's not traditionalist and now she just wants to co-parent. So you mean to tell me it was fine for you to have a relationship with this boy, make it public, you let him pipe you raw and it was all well and good, but now that the biscuit is in the oven, now you just want to be a co-parent. That's a trap if I ever seen one. And, you know, for people saying, oh, he's of legal age, just because he's the age of consent doesn't mean he's mature mentally. Studies show that men don't mature mentally until their mid-20s to early 30s, and some even past that. So he's still a kid at this point as far as his decision-making. He might be of legal consenting age, but That's predatory behavior. She's sick. She is definitely sick. And for people championing her, talking about, well, she could do what they want, then turn around and be mad at Drake for being seen with Lotto's younger sister. You know, y'all just as sick as the individuals. Because it's now when it's the man that's of older age now, he's a predator. Nah, that's, listen, if that was my son, what, man, I'd be giving my sisters a call. Man, listen.
How does that song go from City High? What would you do if your child was at home alone?
Yeah.
Dre's the first person to come to mind whenever that song comes on. And if you want to use that as your background music when you review this pod, woman or the devil is what I would tell my 20-year-old NBA star. Woman or the devil? Just like foosball is the devil. I would. There's no way in the world I would let a 39-year-old, because it is predatory. And regardless of people saying, "Oh, what if he wanted this?" That boy didn't stand a chance, Drea.
But first of all, didn't nobody just want this? That man is of age. He had sex at class, so he knows exactly what's going on. He knows the bees. Wait, so he knew what that body was.
Let him finish his thought, and then you can rebut this. I am glad you said that, Ronnie. Because yes,
he's
of age. He knew. He went through sex ed. He knows what happens when a man and woman do whatever have you. But also, when you're talking about somebody who's nose wide open with an NBA contract, who's looking at somebody he probably saw as a teenager, that boy didn't stand a chance. Regardless of if it was consensual or not, he didn't stand a chance.
Not a chance.
Dre is a bona fide sniper, and that 20-year-old boy, yeah, he knew what happens.
He scoped him from the roof.
She's a sniper. Bonafide.
Before we go on, let's welcome my Dom, Dominique Moses.
Hey, Nick. Show.
Hey, Dom. I can't call him Nick. Hey, Dom.
Hey, guys.
Oh, Dom, that's my other NIGGA. What's happening?
What's happening? What are y'all talking about?
So right now we're talking about the Drea's vulturous ways, how she sniped Jalen Green from the roof, and now he's
160 yards out.
I'm gonna say this, and then we're gonna get the ladies' perspective, because I got to get this joke off. Never meet your heroes, kids.
Right.
Ever. Never.
That's the truth, though.
That's it. Never meet heroes. I couldn't imagine. All right, ladies, us men have had
now,
our
say. George, let me ask, because this is perfect. I want to ask both the Moses from an auntie and a mom perspective. If that was your 20-year-old son,
I wish somebody would with Alex. I would slap the school out of him.
Oh, yeah.
Look at that.
That's his auntie talking. I wish.
What do you know?
Somebody would come to my nephew and be like, "Oh, you're so cute. This boy 21, this woman almost 40. Are you big? Get your raggedy ass away from my nephew, or I beat you up."
Jail.
Never mind. Thank you for making my point.
Wait, Dom. Say it again, Dom.
Jail. Okay.
We'll be cellmates together.
Thank you. But she tricked this boy to thinking that they was in a relationship. Now she's pregnant. Now all of a sudden she wants to co-parent.
Wait, man. I thought they were in a relationship though.
They were. That's how they fooled them.
So when she got pregnant, now all of a sudden is y'all not together, y'all want to co-parent.
Right.
Now she wants to co-parent. She came out, they dropped the video today. She did some interview with some lady. And the lady was asking her about marriage, and then she was like, "Well, I thought we were talking about, you know, co-parenting." She was like, "Well, aren't you in a relationship?" And this, that, and the third. And then she went on to talk about how she's not a traditionalist and how she wants more kids, and she believes at this stage in her life she's better. Things would be better as, you know, if they would be co-parenting. She don't think people have to be in a relationship to parent. Now all of a sudden you're pregnant. And now you're going to drop this 22-year-old off like he's a bad habit. Man, listen.
Ma'am, just tell the world you got caught up having a good time and you slipped up. That's it. Don't try to put a blanket on it. Like, oh, we just...
Ronnie, I feel like it's deeper than that. I feel like she saw the potential and how much he could bring in down the line. But what NBA potential?
Players are the paid. He's a baby. The baby ain't even hit 25.
The wallet potential. She's
that baby got a multi-million-dollar contract.
Do y'all think she's gonna take him child support if he has
him? She's gonna get him for 18 years.
Y'all think she's gonna take him out? Like everything's cool now, but do you think if he slip up or start dating somebody else and she telling the world we co-parenting, but let him be out with somebody else, y'all think she's gonna try to put him on child support?
He's already on child support, even on good behavior.
Already got him. He don't gotta do nothing bad. She already got him.
It's done.
That's 18 years, and I need to upkeep my lifestyle that he had me on when we were together. Like, already got it.
Bingo. I've become accustomed to this type of lifestyle.
Yep.
I want to know how her son feels, or what her son got to say about this. Dude, so now the crazy part is. Now, if the roles were reversed, now if the son was dealing that, I don't want to hear Drake's mouth. Don't say that a thing, man, because you was messing with somebody else's son. So now somebody's gonna try to come for your son.
Mm-hmm. I don't know Drea's financials, but I know whoever comes after Drea's son ain't gonna come up like whoever like she just did coming after this 22-year-old in Texas with no taxes and a multi-million-dollar contract,
man.
Like. Yeah. Thank you both for your honest opinion about sharing a cell if that were to happen to your son or nephew. But that's exactly the, like.
Can I just give y'all some perspective on how much money this young man is making right now? And this is his first contract. Normally, and again, the kid is a good basketball player.
He's a kid. He looks like he has his molars in yet.
Jalen Green signed a 4-year, $41 million contract in 2021. Green is earning $8.9 million this season. Green will become eligible for an extension that could pay him 25% of the team's salary cap.
Jeez. God.
Now is this his first year in the NBA?
This is his third.
Okay. So, I was gonna say, what was he
which
doing?
Which means he's about to renew his contract and get the.
So he's back. About to get it. So Ronnie, he's about to get a new contract, and that new contract, it's probably going to extensions are going to be about 3, 4, 5 years. He's probably going to get somewhere. He's going to get somewhere close to about 200 mil.
So when did she meet this young man? Because if he's been in the NBA, you said for 3 years.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So when did she meet him?
About 19 years old.
At the high school game, the high school American game is where she met him. She was scouting him.
That's what I'm trying to think. Oh, let me tell you something. Let me tell y'all something right now. Somebody try that with Brandy? Is she 15? Don't even put no bail money. Let me stay in jail. Let me stay.
This boy is 22 years old, man.
He just turned 22 February 9th.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
He was a second overall pick.
I want to know what his mama got to say.
Great Caesar's Ghost. I got to talk to Trey tonight.
That boy didn't stand a chance. Like I said, he probably grew up watching Drea, saw Drea.
Man.
Probably had a post on his wall, or Drea's bad, blah, blah, blah. Might have been one party where they crossed paths.
Never meet your hero.
He knew her from admiration, and she knew, oh, nah, that's the next. Okay.
But this ain't the first. Take my scope. She's dated. This ain't the first athlete she's dated.
Absolutely not.
Is it the first one that's young?
Yeah, the first one.
The first one is young. But remember, how do we all get introduced to Drea?
Or Orlando Skinner.
Basketball wives.
Yeah, I remember her basketball wives.
They stare around.
Nobody else had a husband.
Oof. I mean, Jalen Green is going to be all right. I'm just saying, it's not like he's going to go without.
Well, I'm looking at the pictures of his mama, and his mama look like she don't play.
He probably kept her away from mama.
He yeah. probably did, because he probably thought it was just a good time.
You can't bring that old one to mama, no. Mm-mm. Like, excuse me, ma'am.
Exactly.
Right.
What can you... George, I just want to know if he's from a single parent household. Like, is his pops around? I'm only asking to get clarity. Is it just Mom Dukes, or is it just?
I don't know, bro.
Well, y'all know I'm right on Google looking right now. From the pictures, it looks like it's just his mom. Like his dad's
his around. Mom.
It's really his mom.
Yeah, I was gonna say like most young basketball players, and I hate the stereotype. It's single parent household.
He's Philippine, and they're from Jersey.
As a means to an end, trying to make moms.
Wait a minute, I might have something here. I might have something.
Breaking news.
Green's mother. Okay, so he's half Filipino, so I'm not trying to read this last name. Green's mother, Bree Paraganan, is of partial Filipino descent through her grandfather. His stepfather, Marcus Green, was a basketball teammate of Deshaun Dax. So they didn't even bring up his father. So definitely, it wasn't a single parent. So he had a stepfather in his life. So I don't know what his stepfather being in the NBA have to do with anybody, but God bless them all. Yeah.
Yeah, that's wild, man.
That's wild.
And there's people
y'all pray literally. Y'all pray for y'all sons, y'all. If you got a handsome son, pray for him.
Yep. And there's females right. actually talking about he's of age. 39?
The podcast crew don't make no ugly babies, so we just got to be careful.
Exactly. Now, this also brings up another question, you know. At what age is it like too old? Is it a 10-year gap, 15-year gap? Like if he's 21, let's just say 21, and he's starting to date, at what age should it be, all right, this lady or this man is too old for you? Is it 10 years, 15 years? Like,
I think the gap depends on where you place it. Like if he's 21, then yeah, I think a 10-year gap is too far, because like 31, you're an entirely different person. But if it was 31 and we put those same 10 years to 41, I don't think it'd be as bad. I don't know. I could be bugging.
No, I agree 100% with you.
No, I agree with that. I mean, what could y'all be talking about 39 to 20? Ain't much talking, because
you
don't meet your heroes, kids.
About
21 to 25 year olds belong together.
Yes,
they're all making a mess, knocking their heads against the wall. They all belong. They deserve each other. Then Thanks. You move. You know, after that, you can start looking upward.
Thanks. Maybe he's a mature dude.
I was about to Google and see.
Not if he got trapped like this.
Yeah. The simple fact that he like was in a relationship with her. I don't think he either didn't know, or he was looking up to her, like you said. You know, she was his hero, and he fell head over heels.
Because I was watching, Cam and Maze, James, and they kind of described it kind of perfectly. Like, imagine you being a basketball player, and like, when did the Cosby Show come out? Like, to say the Cosby Show came out in like 89 or 90, and you get drafted by the Knicks, and the first person you meet coming out the draft is Felicia Rashad after she just got divorced from Amar Rashad. Like,
man, I ain't getting in no relationship, but boy,
I'm just saying, like, you, but I don't know. Oh, let's put more pressure on it, JC. You come out the draft, you celebrating, and you see Pam Grier sitting at the table.
Listen, I'm gonna send Pam Grier to the upper room, but I ain't gonna be seen in public. We ain't no relationship. We ain't in no relationship. Oh, she gonna get the best ride of her life, but that's about it. That's about it.
I know.
George, you got to remember, even in that time frame, JC, hey, knock Pam's head smooth off, completely off. Listen, smooth off.
Oh,
you got to remember, that was around the time frame.
Signs of a good time. Anti-station. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm so sorry.
That was around a time where, like, it was acceptable to be, not to say it was socially acceptable to be like, oh, well, I'm a player, I'm this, I'm that. Now, it seems like monogamy is the cool thing. And just with time, those players you're talking about in the 90s, 80s, probably capped off at 20 mil, maybe. These players are starting off with 40 something as their rookie deal and can get 200.
But it's all relative though, because the cost of living back then was a whole lot different. So it's all kind of relative though, man. I mean, we could be tripping and he could be, and this is one thing I took into consideration too when I thought about it. Everybody could be tripping, and Jalen could be the happiest man in the world right now. I got a baby on the way. She's not stressing me. She's already off me. She just want to co-parent. I could go out to the next person. Like, I got enough money to take care of him. Like, we could be getting all up in arms, and he's just, well, my next game.
He'll be happy right now. Until he get a letter from Child Support Services.
JC, do you have kids, JC?
Yes, I have a 20-year-old and a 19-year-old.
Okay, so this question is basically for you and George. What do y'all do when y'all sons deal with heartbreak? Daughter's different, but what do you do when your son deals with heartbreak? As a guy at 18, 19, 20, how do you handle your son dealing with heartbreak?
I try not to let mom find out.
All right. So this is something that we got to put Corey on game a little bit, JC. When you have a teenager, when your boy turns into a teenager, he not talking to you about that kind of stuff no more, dog. That all goes to wifey, dog.
George. I hate to break heartbreak. You think your son is talking to your wife about heartbreak?
Bro, I'm letting you know right now. When it happened with me, and if it happened, well, not to me to a certain extent, because my mother always let me know that he was chaste and she ain't had no boyfriend and all of that other stuff. When I did try to talk to her about this kind of stuff. But when I tell you that when Trey got older, like his mom and him, that's twin right there. If I need to find out something about Trey, I ask Charmaine.
Yeah, because with boys, when it comes to heartbreak, they're more susceptible to go to mom versus when they're in the relationship and they just have questions while they're in a relationship, then they'll go to dad. It's like when it comes to heartbreak, it's like mom has all the answers now. When it was presented on my lap, you know, I dealt with their heartbreak because they got their hearts broken in high school. And ever since then, and seeing how I taught them how to observe females. And ever since then, they've been single ever since. They're like, yo, I don't want to deal with none of these. Nah, I'm not committing to nothing. I'm not committing to nothing, both of my sons.
Yeah, a lot of my advice, a lot, sorry.
Go ahead.
A lot of my relationship advice to Trey is unsolicited because I just feel like I should. But like, yeah, he feels way more comfortable going to his mom about stuff than like coming to me. So like, I'll just like, if I see something, I'll say something or stuff like that. I'll just let them know, like, listen, hey, I know you ain't talking to me about this, but you know, I see how you move with, oh girl, you should, you know.
Yep.
And then I'll say what I gotta say, but it's when he does come to me about stuff, like he'll ask like how I met, he asked me one time how did I meet his mom and stuff like that. So it's like different things do happen, but yeah, man, prepare yourself, sir. The switch up is real.
Yeah.
Me and Reese, we tight. Reese talked to me about everything. Reese come to me and talk to me about everything, like. But Trey,
I'm blessed to have, you know, my boys. Well, let's say, because I grew up with strict parents, I couldn't talk to my parents about nothing. Like, literally, when it came to the birds and the bees, the only thing my father said was, don't do it. I asked why. He said, just don't do it. So when I got out there, and I had my first taste, I lost my freaking mind. I'm like, yo, no one, like, I didn't know this felt this good. So now when it came to my boys, I did the reverse. I was open about whatever questions that they had towards me. So now when it comes to, you know, when it came to things, like I said, well, you know, when it comes to the heartbreak and stuff, we talk them through it. Hey, you're going to get over it. Give yourself time to heal. From now on, you know, this is what you look for. This is the questions you ask when it comes to these females. And then now, like, it's almost like a running joke, because any female that they want to just, you know, talk to or kick it with, because of social media, you know, they posted, you know, the females have all these pictures. They'll show me the picture of the female, and I'll just look at the eyes, and I'll already know. And I'll be like, nope, she's this, she's that. And they were like, yo, how did you know that? The eyes never lie, and the walk never lies. I told them, if she walk like Erykah Badu, you better run for the hills. Stay away.
So, eyes never lie. I got a text message from the wife. Breaking news, guys. This is straight from the office of Charmaine Smith. The text message says, Trey is secretive just like you. And end quote.
Secretive. What's that mean?
And she didn't say, hey, no, she didn't say private. She said secretive. There is a difference.
Yeah, that's a heavy word, George. That's a heavy, heavy word, secretive. Yeah.
I don't know why I always get in.
She just gave you bars from the other room, silently. She just barred you up. Barred him right up.
Oh, sweet Jesus, Veronica Moses, what you try to do? Lord!
Talk about snipers.
Oh, man. My God. Man. I got to hold on, yeah. Hold on. Oh, my God. He's a wonder in my soul. You hear me? Oh, man. Y'all take over the conversation. Veronica, say something. So
for those that are listening, that are trying to
understand God.
What just happened and how everything just turned, I'm on Instagram on my phone.
No, wait, don't say, hold on. You ain't gotta say no more.
Just know Black women are absolutely gorgeous and we're amazing creatures. We're amazing.
Oh my gosh. Glory to God.
Wait, what just...
Hold on, I'm about to. You about to find out.
You are
about to find out.
I need my phone to open charge.
Please do, because
put in the chat.
Oh,
DM me. Hold on.
There it goes. There it goes. So.
Oh!
My God. Congratulations to Russell Wilson on his new one-year deal with the Pittsburgh Steelers. He's going to have a phenomenal year.
How about Matt Air, though? I don't like this one. Give me the other one.
Win or lose. Russell Wilson is going to have a great year.
All right. All right. Mad air, just mad air blowing. That's what.
Listen, this sound like when he
Hey Dom
debuted.
Wait a minute, this quick A Dom. Craig, you got it, girl. I'm sorry, Corey. Go ahead, Craig. Interrupt. Shoot.
What was that? The Kanye Jay-Z song, Otis. This is the sound.
Yes,
like the bombs you dropped during Otis.
Yes. Exactly. That was the most frustrating evening of my life. That man had a Funk Flex had a stressed out from 7 to 7:30 trying to hear that song, yo. All right, so we got to shift gears. I got to talk about it. I like the panel that we have here to speak on it. Normally, I stay away from these things.
No, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
That already started off bad. I don't even know what's about to happen, but I promise you, I just said, oh, Jesus.
Normally, I stay away from these things, but I feel like we got to be a responsible avenue for conversation. And
now, oh, God. It's a system. Everything is a system, and systems work with or without God. Mm-hmm. So I think the institution of church is whack. I think how church is ran is whack. I think the religious system and structure is whack. I don't subscribe to it, even though I grew up in it, I benefited from it, but I learned that God is not the church. And once I realized, whoa, God ain't church. That for me, you know what I mean? I ain't from the streets. I'm from the church. So that was a huge thing as well.
It's in the Bible, though. It says you can't even find God in a man-made temple.
All right. I'm going to stop it there because I'm not listening to Charlamagne quote the Bible.
Yeah, especially when,
No, say it.
Mm-mm.
Come on, Greg. Don't do it now. Especially when.
Say it.
Nah, that was a very dumb comment from Charlamagne. That's all.
That God be true and every man alive.
I told y'all if when they talk about industry plans, I don't know how you don't start and end with the Breakfast Club. Let's just do that. Them and the dude from 106 and Park, what's his name? Terrence J. The most untalented popular people on the face of this earth. Charlamagne and Terrence J. I promise you, they lack everything. Industry plans. Anyway, so this comment was made, and you know, my comment was I try to keep it light. I was like, the day before was the Facebook outage. And I was like, wow, Meta picked the wrong day to go out. I wish it was today instead. And, you know, I'm going to say this and I'm going to let y'all, if y'all feel like it, hear what you got to say about it. I feel like the church or the institution of the church or whatever you want to call it would get blamed less if people would just deal with this situation directly with whoever and whomever bothered them or hurt them. For example, if Corey did something to me in the vicinity or inside of or in corporation with the church, that's not the church's fault. That's something between me and Corey, regardless of his position or where he is in life. Now, does the church mess up at times? Yes. There is no perfect institution, in my opinion, but I have never heard of somebody saying, I'll take that back. But if you have to, what's the best way to put it? Dang, I'm getting too deep. If gas is expensive, you have to get gas in your car regardless, right? Regardless. Yes. You get the point I'm trying to make? You're going to have to pull up your car. No matter how much gas costs, you got to go mm-hmm. get gas from somewhere. If you get sick, you got to go see a doctor. There's going to be situations where there's going to be better doctors in some places, and there's going to be cheaper gas in other places. There's just going to be better situations everywhere. I always say it's better for you to find your best place. And this is the next thing. There is no church that is locking you in. You can leave. You can get up and go find a better situation for you. Now, that being said, when I heard it, what he said, you know, I kind of got his frustration, but I hated that he used that platform.
There you go.
To speak on it. And it's almost like he wanted it to fit in with that platform and take down to let them vent. Like, I've seen other faith-based Christians be on the Breakfast Club and never take down like that, or never speak ill of the faith that they're a part of, just for the ease of the conversation. So I don't know. It bothered me. I got over it quickly because it doesn't affect me directly. All I said, my whole point was he's a pastor. The only point I made on the post was he's a pastor of a church. So this coming from him just sounds weird if you're saying that the institution, the church, is whack, like with energy. Like, so I'm rambling. Y'all go ahead. Let me know what y'all feel about it. I just feel like it was something that we should talk about.
I didn't give it much thought, but from what I'm seeing, how do I say this? I don't believe that he was saying that the church is whack, which is what a lot of people took and ran. Mm-hmm. I think he was talking about more so the how and the systems and there are some, you know, there's some good churches and there's some churches that could use some improving. But I think he was speaking from his experience. And I agree, the Breakfast Club is just not the place, especially if you're going to find your way into that conversation. And then
bingo.
It stops there. That was my only thing. But I did not get, he said that the church, I think it was more so of like the systems and which I don't want to take this down a whole church history lesson, but it's just, I think he was just talking about how some of the idolatry and the misogyny and even some of the colonialism,
God don't make mistakes.
I'm just saying this is what some of the stuff that I've seen. So I agree with him, but I also agree with you, George, that it just wasn't the place to have that conversation because they're looking for clickbait and they got exactly what they were looking for.
Right.
Brother, I think you were right. the colonialism. Because let's not forget.
I was trying to say the other word.
I'm sorry, Dominique. I cut you off.
No. You're fine. What other word, Craig? I don't know.
Not colonialism, but it's more of a whitewashing. It'll come to me. I'm gonna blurt out some.
Yeah, but there is colonialism though, because we look at the white evangelicals, and some of them are pastors, but they see the whole, you know, and the whole Southern Baptist movement. Like, let's not even get started with that.
So that's my thing. Then why not say that? Like, he's a black man on a black
colonizing. That's the word, colonizing.
With a church. Like, why not just say flat out? Like, we have people like white evangelicals that fully support a criminal running for president that does A, B, and C, and they fully support and behind this man, and then they say they're doing it in the name of Jesus, and that's disgusting. Why not say that and be specific to the point you're making? Like if somebody hurts me in the institution, like, if a doctor, this is the point I was trying to make when I was rambling. If a doctor gives me the wrong prescription in the hospital, I'm blaming Yale, blaming Dr. Johnson. Because he's the one that messed up. But I guess that's the point I was trying to make when I was doing all that rambling. Go ahead, Dom. I want to hear your thoughts on this.
And I meant to say colonizing, not colonialism. I saw a C, but that's the word I was looking for, colonizing.
Okay.
I mean, they both hit. They both right. I think.
Hey, Don.
Hey, Greg. Greg. I mean, I heard Greg's point about him suggesting or believing that he wasn't talking about everyone at large, but like when you say like institution, it's really a catch-all. But like for me, the most annoying part of this, and like, I guess kind of in line with the analogy you were making, George, about complaining about gas or complaining about the hospital, right? Like, those things are all necessary, and taxes actually came to my mind, so that's as a third for people, people are complaining about it, but like, they are not, depending on how you structured your life, they're not things that you can live without in this nation or avoid. The institution of church as a whole is purely optional. If it's so bad, just stop. Like, it's not, you don't have to pay. Like, it's, you know what I'm saying? It's not like taxes. You're not required, you're not bound. There are no repercussions in the most physical and natural sense, I mean. And truthfully, if it's so terrible, there's literally no one is actually like committing you to this institution. This is all by choice. So like, you're dogging, you're trashing the thing that you are waking up every morning and choosing to be a part of freely. That's where it's corny to me. Like, we can, there's no amount of policy that could be proposed, there's no lobbying that could happen to instill or not instill and to like move the change forward that you're saying that needs to be seen in the church. It's not that kind of entity. So like, you're offering language to a problem that might not have a solution with the people that are operating it, but you can also just choose to remove yourself from it if it's something that is just too burdensome for you. That's my own talk. Like, I don't like talking about stuff that you could. Yeah.
Can I jump in while the water's warm? It's like double dutch.
Come on, man.
I hear it.
when Dom was talking, and I love everybody's analogies and made me come up with my own, I feel like the church today is like Baskin Robbins. There's 31 flavors, right? If you were hurt in one institution or place, and George, I think that's a very profound thing that you said. It's that one person or place. It's not the institution at large that hurt you. So if this, the same example used me, if your issue is with me and I'm the one that hurt you, that should not be generalized to everyone else who you have not come across because you just had that one bad instance with me. You can always, I'm sorry, I talk to myself when I'm trying to make a point and I'm trying to stop myself. I was going to say, watch and read, but you can always, I do, when I'm getting ready to make a point that I feel like it's going too far, I say, watch and read, and I was going to say that. And the way of rewording what I was going to say was, like Greg, I agree. Maybe it isn't the institution that's whack. Maybe it may be procedures and policies that one place is having that has been adopted by the masses that needs to change, right? But the gospel should stay the same. Come on now. The gospel should stay the same.
Don't you do it.
If the mission is winning souls, no matter how it's dressed up, Pentecostal, Baptist, Evangelical, Methodist, whatever. If the mission is winning souls and building the kingdom, then who cares if there's lights, if there's traditional pews, if women are in pants, if women are in prayer caps. If the mission is the same across the board, why is it the generalized statement of the church is whack? How come we didn't take that and say, what can we change about how it's presented? Right? Not what can we change about the church? Because if the mission stays the same, it shouldn't be what can we change about the church. What can we change about how it's represented? And that comes from your prominent music acts or gospel acts or preachers not going on the Breakfast Club and making generalized statements, but bringing some context to what you're saying. So that, like Greg said, it's clickbaity. So yeah, you say that, and guess what happens? The blogs are just going to snap that up, chop it up, and run with it for the next week. And where nobody may have listened to the entire interview, what they're going to pull out is this one little piece right here.
Yep.
And make that the talking point for the church at large.
And the conversation really about the whole pastor era. My bad. Somebody's about to say something?
Oh, I was just going to say, he said institution, but I think what we're all agreeing is that institution is not what he's challenging. Culture seems to be the problem here. Yes. Because institution, we talk like the institution of government is what it is and what it's supposed to be and what it was founded to be, no matter who's in office. The institution of the church is founded in the belief and teachings of Jesus Christ. It doesn't matter who's running it, but it sounds like he should have said the culture of church that we've now, that's molded and taken shape in this way.
Bingo. That's it right there. That's it.
Veronica is cleaning the kitchen, so she left a note for us to read. Because you are really turning souls away that are already having a hard time accepting the church. You're supposed to be a shepherd protecting flock when you are really pushing the flock into the mouths of the wolves.
Amen.
Let's think about because everybody was relating. Everybody was related. You didn't watch the whole thing. And when you watch the whole thing, you see that Ty was right. And you see that he was correct in what he was saying. Okay, let me ask you a question. If he was so right in what he was saying, how many people gave their life to God based off what Ty Tripper did on that million listener platform?
And why did he give up his service order the following Sunday and say, actually, I'm never going to take an offering again?
I thought he was doing live stream. He said he wasn't even in his building because they were having problems with the owners of the building that he was currently.
Oh, that's like they're leasing or something, right?
Yeah, he said he was doing services on stream. But if I could just get my point in real quick.
That often thing really just made me mad.
I think he meant to say something else. It's facts. I think I kind of understood what he was saying, but I think he used poor judgment and poor wording and definitely the wrong platform. I think he was more so talking about, and I agree with everyone, like it's kind of in correlation with what everybody said here, the gimmicks of the church, what goes on that's really not even related to Bible. Like, even if we look at it, there's nothing biblical about denominations, but there's different denominations. That's part of like church institution. You know, you have this Baptist church over here, Church of God of Christ over here, Pentecostal over here, Apostolic over here, Episcopalian over here, AME, CME, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I think he meant some of that and some of the gimmicks that's going on in church. Like, if, you know, what I'm about to say does not reflect the views and opinions of Hello Beautiful People or V. George Smith. Only the opinions of DC. So I personally, when I heard him speak, I immediately, my mind went and thought about the gimmicks that's going on in church right now. For example, Michael Todd, and I'll just stop right there. Then you have other people like Jesse Duplantis, and you have other people like Brian Karn and what they're doing. I think that is doing more damage, but he should have, I think, worded it differently because there is a remnant. There is a huge, huge remnant that is of the church that is all about saving souls, regardless of what their quote unquote institution is. The objective is about the souls. But like y'all said, if you have a problem with somebody, you speak directly to that person. Or make sure when you're going to say something, make sure that you define what you're saying so that it comes across crystal clear and there's no debating on exactly what you're saying. You know, make it crystal clear. If it's about the gimmicks or if it's about stuff that the church does that isn't biblical, as far as, you know, some churches still don't allow women preachers, et cetera, et cetera, and all this other nonsense, then make it clear like that. Don't just go. I mean, I understood when he said church is whack. I personally didn't think he was saying church itself is whack. Right. But some of the things that go behind the scenes that make it look, you know, skewed from the outside looking in, that can definitely put a black eye on the body.
So we already have it hard enough representing what we believe. We have to be we constantly have to be the butt of jokes. We constantly have to be the butt of the world's jokes, all while when you need to use our churches or when you need counseling, we're supposed to be the ones to allow you to do that. Like when you have to get married, when you have to say goodbye to a loved one, we're supposed to be the ones to do that, all while you're talking about us. Like,
yeah.
I've had to sit through people talking about my mother, my cousins, my wife, and then being a part of a concert or an event and tagging my church, the same ones they were talking about, myself and my cousins in the post, just to get more people like to be involved with it. And I'm like, no, you can't do that. Like, and you blame, and I guess I'm more speaking to the response now than more than what Ty did, because people were so ready to, again, let us know that if you watched the whole thing, he was right. So if the vast majority of us all think, well, not us, because if the vast majority of y'all think he's so right, what are we doing to fix it? Because, again, I'm standing on this. if a faith-based leader, because that's what Ty is, if a faith-based leader goes on a big platform like that, there should be some jewel, there should be some word that should be left with someone to actually change their life and make them want to know about the Jesus that you serve.
Bingo. And that wasn't done.
So for you to use that, because it may you and I think I'm all about protecting the witness. I'm all about protecting the witness. And when I say that, I mean, if we're supposed to, because our job is to, you know, go ye therefore, teach our nation. You know what I'm saying? That's our job.
Yes, indeed.
Our job is not, we have something to do. So when you do this, it impedes it. It gets in the way. Like you told, if you cannot handle these platforms, please promote your event and just don't talk no more. If you have to take down, because to me, he took down. Mm. I don't care. Like if you feel like what he said was correct, that's cool. But that wasn't the venue for it. It was not. Because nobody was helped. Mm. Nobody was helped. Nobody was delivered from that. But let's just stop acting like God ain't what everybody needs in their life, like in a real way. In a real way. And Corey, what you said, Corey, the point you made was confirmation with Bishop Jason Nelson's sermon Sunday. And like he wasn't even coming disrespectful at Ty. He was just like saying like how the church is just important for us. And I'm very wary of somebody not respecting the witness, because when we don't, it makes all of our jobs that much more difficult. Cause how could I sit there and say I agree with what he just said, and then say to you, you want to come to my church Sunday?
You don't think that's possible?
Bro, you just said, go ahead, Don.
I was going to say, is it possible perhaps? Like for me, since that comment or that interview, the biggest argument I've had, the longest standing argument I've had so far, has been with a Muslim friend of mine, who said, I know you're Jesus, and why do y'all, like, this is not how he would want y'all to behave. What's wrong with y'all? So even, I say that to say.
He don't know ideas. No, he don't. Sorry.
No, I mean, they're really educated. We're the ones who are told not to learn of other people's beliefs and faith and all that, but they, even for people who believe or understand the premise or the root, the foundational like meaning and truth of the Christian church, like I guess separate from the witness of those who are of the world, right, who are just not associated with faith at all, like I do see the compromise mm-hmm. of the witness there. But even for those who are of other faiths, like for me, that's been an argument I've had. It was like, Yeah, this isn't actually about the Lord anymore. This is about y'all. What's wrong with y'all? You would never hear anyone in the Nation of Islam get up there and say something crazy like this.
Right.
This is not like what do y'all have going on amongst yourselves as a people? Like, is your mission like convoluted? Are y'all uncertain about what you believe anymore? Do you not know where you're falling? Do y'all need like a recalibration? Because y'all seem to be all over the place.
That's crazy.
And I didn't really know how to defend that because I was like, it's actually not about Jesus. It is about the culture. And I don't really know what to tell you because we are all over the place.
And they wouldn't, and they, he wouldn't, and they, their religion wouldn't dare speak that way concerning them and concerning their own religion. No. They wouldn't dare speak that way. And let me add on, they wouldn't dare ask those kind of questions that they do when Christians go on their show.
Well, to be fair, because I don't subject myself to the study of Christianity, to be fair, there is infighting in Islam. You have
absolutely
some of the fruit of Islam calling out some of the nation, and then you got, you know, there's some that follow Muhammad, and there's some that follow another guy, and they talk, and but it's all under the tree of Muslim of Islam, and they, you know, they're calling each other out, saying, well, this is what true Islam is, or this is what true Islam is, this, that, and the third. Like, there's this brother, Brother Melchizedek, and he's in every single form of Fuda, the new Black Panthers, to Fuda Islam, to the Nation of Islam, to this one or that one. So they do have it, they just don't broadcast it like how we, as in the body of Christianity, do ours. They don't air their dirty laundry out as much, or it doesn't get as much attention because there is a stigma behind Islam as far as, you know, we Americans, for the most part, hear the word Islam or Muslim, they think of like a Shiite or somebody like that that's going to strap a bomb to themselves and run into a grocery store. So,
like, more ignorance, right? Crazy. Yeah.
But even with their discrepancies within the Nation of Islam, as you were just expressing, do they ever come out? Has anyone who is still an active member of the Nation of Islam come out and say, yo, the Nation of Islam is whack? Like, that's crazy.
Never. It would never happen.
Like, what you're saying sounds like, you know, the common argument of, like, you know, whether you're Trinitarian or you're oneness or whatever. Like, yeah, those are, you know, they're like the nuanced points of contention within the church, but not, no, like, to just go outright and be like, all this is a mess. It's all whack. We hate it all. And still be in it. Kind of,
some actually think Brother Farrakhan actually is doing that to Islam by reading from the Bible instead of the Quran. A lot of them, like, truly feel that he is disrespecting Islam because he quotes the Bible often more and more as he gets older instead of the Quran. The Bible and Quran are very closely linked. Like, Muslims do believe in Jesus. They believe he, you know, the Virgin Mary.
Wait.
No. I will say they don't believe in him how we as Christians believe, but they do believe that he exists, that he existed.
Yeah.
But they don't believe that he is the last prophet. They do believe in his death and resurrection because it is in the Quran. It is definitely in the Quran about Jesus's life, death, resurrection, and second coming. It is in the Quran. I've read it. I've seen it. So it's very closely interlinked, but like you said, you know, within the nation, there's people that feel that Minister Farrakhan is disrespecting Islam because he quotes the Bible.
I would like to see the resurrection in the Quran. I don't know that they believe in the resurrection. I think that they view him as a wise prophet, but. Mm-hmm. I don't think that they would view him as deity or as God.
Oh, no. They don't view him as deity, but they do recognize in the Quran that he did die and he did come. I gotta find him. Actually, now I gotta find my book. You know what? I'm gonna get your information. Matter of fact,
let me tell you, that might have to be the next show, the Rightly Divided Podcast with Greg and JC.
Now, where's Chuck at when we're discussing the Bible and we're talking about Bible study and all that? Chuck ain't nowhere around.
Her and Jody out. All right, let me see.
Hold on, son. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. I love God. And I love brunch too. If they out, let them be out. We ain't going. We're going to do that. Bless their hearts.
We always got to. Yo, listen. I always got to. We have to tell a Jody joke at the end of every podcast. It just we have to. We always got to ask. Where Jody at? Well, it's Monday. Oh man, we love you, Jody. We love you, Chuck. Hey, this is a great conversation. Agree or disagree, we appreciate you for listening.
Wow.
Any if you disagree with us, you whack. Your whole institution is whack.
Hey, Jody out on the date. That's on Instagram.
I don't know.
So, hey, we're on the show.
All right, let's relax. Nah, like, hey, if you have anything you want to add to this, like, let us know. Send us a message, VGS Podcast Network on Instagram. You can hit me up. Like messaging VGS Podcast Network is not hitting me up. You see, like that. You can definitely hit us up. We can talk about it more. I'll just add this. I just want to say Abbott Elementary is the greatest TV show on TV right now. Quinta Brunson is definitely doing her thing. I know that's completely different than what we've been talking about, but I've gained a great appreciation for that show. That lady is very intelligent, and I'm glad she's Black and making quality TV programming. I had to say that. I didn't have a place for her in this show, but I wanted to make sure I definitely said that. Make sure you support the Whatever Face podcast in a brand new episode. The Outside the Box podcast, aka Best Friend Rants. Two of your boys were on their Facebook Live episode that turned into another episode, which was a great episode. Hottest podcast out right now. They're doing great work. Shout out to DJ Brown and the Brody's podcast. Every Friday night they premiere on YouTube and they be cussing Friday nights at 7 o'clock. But I'm telling you, it's very funny and good content. Shout out to DJ Will Cantrell, my cousin Andrew. The Black Running Back podcast, Patrick Schaefer. Make sure you check them out as well. Did they drop a new one?
I think it's still on Love Jones.
It's still on Love Jones. Okay.
Man.
I gotta catch up on
Hey, Patrick has some words, didn't he?
You know what? JC, I got an idea.
What's that, brother?
We're gonna need your top 16 songs, brother, for next week. It's about that time.
Wait, my top 16?
We're gonna need your 16, brother.
It could be Dotted People.
Yes. It is time, JC. We need your 16.
Oh wow.
You will be next in.
And on Billy Knee is forbidden, so.
No, it's not. Don't you do that.
Hey, Brother Greg, I sent something in the chat. I don't know if you want to check that out and then we can talk.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So for next Monday, you'll need my 16.
Yes. You have
Spotify, to know what's right? The mathematics for next Monday. He needs to know what's the mathematics. Grand Rising. He needs to know what's the mathematics.
And you have Spotify, right?
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
You don't play your deliverance.
If you could find someone to do your playlist on Apple Music, I would appreciate that. I don't know how the cook household runs, but if you could find someone to just shoot the songs to me and I'll make it. Don't worry about it.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to shoot those for you.
So, ladies and gentlemen, next week we will torture James Cook about his 16. Yes,
that's crazy.
I'm not keeping those secrets from you, bro. I'm not keeping those secrets from you. It's gonna be. It's good. Listen, you're gonna get celebrated for your song. Also,
and I get wrote. Yep.
Listen, yeah, Patrick Shane, I play in Scissor. I said this last week. I played that song by Scissor when I did my list. Patrick said, "So you like this song?"
Hey, we didn't get a bunch of his responses.
Now, George. When I send you the list, when I send you the list, I'm going to put either lyrics or beat next to each song, and that's the reason why I chose that song. Because some songs people might not like it, but the lyrics are so.
Oh good. No, you're going to have to explain yourself, brother. You have to explain yourself on this good show. Yeah. You got to explain yourself. So we're going to have a grand time. So next week. JC16, we're gonna have a nice little graphic made. The bishop blesses the house with his good graphic work. Yeah, man, it's gonna be a good time. Again, thank you guys for checking us out. Any thoughts you have on this show, let us know what you think. That's it, man. So for myself.
That is the beef that I had to bring to your doorstep. I'm glad you just reminded me at the end of the show that I had beef to bring to your doorstep.
What happened, bro?
George, I am getting tired of faithful listeners of whatever face pod hitting me up on Tuesday saying, yo, I come. I had to hear about this across the street. And I said, wait.
I love my whatever face. Yo, shout out to the whatever face crew. Yo, y'all really don't play about your boy. I appreciate y'all. Y'all good people.
I had to curse my good friend out because I said, how you listen to his episode the day after it dropped and you put mine on a back burner until multiple build up? Me and you got an issue. That you got my people's listening on Tuesday and hit me up before I even press play. Oh, how come my first time hearing about X, Y, and Z is across the street? And the fact that they refer to you as across the street warms my heart.
Listen, that means they listen.
But
I hope to come on. I hope to go across the street one day. One day
he was across the street. But you're right. You're right. I got you. I got you.
You know,
Corey podcast is fun, JC. Hopefully, I'll get you on there one day, man. It's fun.
I was thinking about it.
What's it called again? So I can start.
Oh man,
whatever
face podcast.
Theme music done by James White.
James
White featured on Hot 97, the morning show.
Sometimes, maybe. You know what I'm saying?
You'll hear when you hear the intro, that's real.
Hey, okay, now, does it have a bitmoji of a bald man with a beard?
That bald guy would be myself. So, yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes, that is.
Gotcha.
That is, in fact, it.
Hey, anybody know what Ty's at tonight?
I'm not going to do that.
We're not going
to. Let's get out of here. Dom, thank you for being on the show. We appreciate you so much, Dom.
Hey, wait.
My pleasure.
I just wanted to be known, Ty, that was not me.
No, I'm saying she's not over here. I mean, I don't know if she's got something that she's, you know, prepping for. I don't know.
Listen, we've done a gang of shows. If she couldn't show up tonight, then
shoot at you.
Listen, I'm fine with her not being able to make it tonight.
Rest. He's gonna let off the semi-automatic, Greg. Just so you know.
I'm gonna turn this off.
Hey, y'all listen to Best Friend Rants. It wasn't me.
you gonna shoot this? Yeah.
Hey, man,
knock it all over,
Ty.
Knock it all over. Knock it all over.
Wait a minute. We can't. Hold up. We can't leave here without a praise.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Y'all gonna make me praise the Lord up in the church, up in the church. Y'all gonna make me shout for joy in the church, in the church. Y'all gonna make me say hallelujah in the church.
Oh, man.
You don't sound like Greg a little bit?
No.
All right. Okay.
Let me see.
You don't sound like Greg? Play again. You want something great?
All right, Corey.
Play, George.
Praise him.
Go for it.
Singing in the choir, greeting all people with a friendly smile. I'm not about a frown or letting my Jesus down. Just want to break bread and drink from the Lord's wine. You find Jason, me in the church, down up in the knees. To God who supplied my every need. My Jesus been so good to me. He picked me up and set me free. My Jesus,
my Lord,
my Jesus, Lord.
My Lord,
our
Lord.
Jesus,
our Lord,
my Jesus,
your
Lord.
Jesus.
That's what I'm talking about.
Go get him, Greg. Let's get bars. Bars.
Y'all stay beautiful, man. Peace out.
Breaking news.
Lamar Whitehead convicted of multiple fraud charges for allegedly scamming him out of her $90,000 retirement savings.
Wow. Well, is anybody shot?
He confessed. I mean,
they would have said not guilty. I'd be like, nigga, stop lying. He didn't do it? Please.
The dude in the corner.
Oh, that boy.
He'll have a lot of souls to reach behind bars, eh, homie?
Man. That boy is going to jail. You hear me?
Yo, that's the one thing America does not play about, boy. You can kill somebody, you can steal, you can even improperly touch people you ain't supposed to touch. But once you touch money, man, listen.
What? It's over. Good night.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So
this goes back to the scam, well, not scam, but the robbery.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We gotta find that Steve. Podcast episode and
Stevie Wonder.
Greg, if you can find that podcast episode and clip it and put it right here, and just replay that segment for everybody because that was one of the greatest segments ever.
Stevie Wonder. Yeah. Yep.
Say less. So, here's a flashback from one of our greatest episodes ever. Enjoy and stay beautiful. Peace.
I got a quick question.
What's up?
Any of y'all got on $400,000 worth of jewelry so I can come rob you?
I thought we was going to make it.
I'll rob you right now. I will come get it. Stick you up.
I'll rob you right now.
Right now.
If you have a pair of glasses with orange frames, I suggest get rid of those as soon as possible. They attract thieves.
I just want to know how he had access to that subway shooter to get him to repent to him and turn himself into him before anybody else. I just want to know how much money this man's putting in the streets.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's the voice you just heard is Corey Hoffman.
I'm just saying. I'm trying to wrap my head around it, George. I can't get it.
I just want to be as cool as you. I don't know if he was a reader, armor bearer, or the drummer. I want that patience. Like, that's the type of dude that when they cut
up. I'd have done the same thing. That got me caught up in this foolishness. Ain't nobody finna get involved with
me. I already told y'all.
You wouldn't have sprung into action, bitch?
Hell no.
Not my bad.
Just set my behind right there.
That's when you hold your peace and let the Lord fight you.
Nah, I told y'all I was probably scrumped and I'd have been shot by then.
Okay. That man said, don't move. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll be Moses. I'll stay.
I'm trying to go home. That's what I know.
The last thing I need to be in the house of God is disobedience. So I'm going to sit right here.
Sit right here.
And obedience is definitely better than being the sacrifice.
Way better than sacrifice. Wait a minute, you said way better than being a sacrifice.
Wait.
Yeah.
Give me the peace of the brother on the right. It's me.
Bishop.
That's the Lord saying you need to find a new church home. When something like that happens, it's like I hear the Lord speaking that it's my season here is up.
But you, how did Bishop got a Rolls, a Bentley, and mad jewelry, but they got the curtains pinned up to the wall?
It's because he rent his. I mean, that's. Let me show.
All right. Okay.
In Brooklyn.
Bishop,
you're not gonna bag here.
I mean, I have nothing wrong with Brooklyn. I'm just saying, I'm not doing that in Brooklyn.
So, Patrick, you wouldn't show up to church next week after what happened last
week? I wouldn't pull that up on my phone.
Ain't nothing like a live stream.
Yeah, I would not live stream. He's afraid I get robbed on live stream.
I just told Jalen got his iPad.
I did too. I'm not mad at Taylor. Taylor, where's my joint? Yeah, this is all type of wrong. Just the Lord, when the Lord leading you.
But anyway, if it's live stream, right? Didn't the camera still move?
That was a phone.
Who's controlling the camera?
Yeah, that camera moved to the left, right on my brother's face. But let me get it. I want to see patience right now. Somebody needs calm. Somebody needs patience right
now. Man. I would not pull that up. Nope.
I ain't hear one person plead the blood under that whole thing.
Not one.
Let me start this thing because we got 22.
Okay.
That's exactly what he said when he was there. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Keys, phones, everything.
Oh my gosh.
That'd have been my last time wearing whatever suit I had on. I can tell you that.
Whatever suit.
When I tell you the cologne, whatever I had on, I went with wearing that. Whatever. Everything I had on. I throw all this away.
Patrick, so this is a question I'm just asking. So say you were using the NIV version of the Bible. Would you ever use that again?
Nah. Let me go on back to King James. These new interpretations, Lord, of the Bible get me stuck up in the middle of church.
Oh Lord. Are we shield?
Glory and lifting of right. Everybody stay.
You know, the last time I preached this sermon, I got nope.
Lord, not this text again.
But how does he pick up next week? You know, like
alone? That's what he's just gonna pick up. Pick up by himself.
Get turned into a storefront?
So you said a couple churches get new members next week.
Listen. I'm church in Brooklyn finna cash out.
I promise you, he gonna start with y'all. See how the devil tried to attack us? I guarantee. I guarantee you.
I guarantee you. Next week, they remove the welcome from their program.
Yeah. We just gonna skip the welcome address and go on right into the okay. Stevie Wonder, best 32 song trick. Y'all know us. We had to. We had to. Let me play this song.
Even Stevie's song.
Hold on. We're real.
Who said even Stevie? Who said even Stevie's song?
That Homo Bear already had plans. I am joining Kevin Bond's church. I'm out of here. You said they ain't got security, but them altos got guns.
So what y'all say? He prayed before church started. My Lord,
listen.
If you don't want me to be here, show me this week, God.
That he is freaking planned this. Like he never budged. He didn't even look surprised. Like his eyebrows were not even raised.
That's because his keys were still in the office.
Then take his Lambo.
But no, I mean, if he getting robbed, that ain't got nothing to do with me.
Ain't got nothing to do with me.
That's his beef.
Did they come to rob him?
Said, sure, they ain't said nothing to me. They ain't mad at me. So what I'm for them.
What you mean that's his beef?
if they robbing you, I know they gonna rob me. So yeah. What I'm supposed to do.
I'm gonna stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. That's what I'm
gonna do. What's gonna stop them from saying, give me your wallet too? Like, I'm right. Here.
If I jump up, no, this is his problem.
Mm-mm, this between him and Jesus. Got nothing to do with that.
Jesus paid it all.
Jesus paid it all. Do you hear me?
All
that
on my
mouth. That on my barrel said, listen, I rode the bus here. They ain't got nothing to do. They robbed me, they'll just be friends.
He still ain't get paid.
We've said all that to say this.
It's been a trial run because I ain't got nothing in my pocket.
He sat there like he had just paid all his child support off and he was going to live his best life.
Like, he don't get paid until Thursday. My next check is all mine.
Judy just turned 18. I'm
free. He said he don't get paid on Thursday. God, everything
be right here.
I'll
be right here.
He said the check is good till Thursday. He said the check is good till
Hey, if they ain't looking at me, I ain't looking at them.
My man checked his Cash App. He still ain't seeing notification. I'm going to see him right here.
James, like Donald said, after this, you should live. I'm going to live after this. I'm not finna
live. Come on.
speak Goshen over myself so I can get out of here.
Not Goshen. We'll see y'all next week, y'all.
Hey, somebody go check into church. He may still be sitting there.
Hold
on. Wow. Hold on.
This has been episode 103
of the podcast. A whole global pandemic, and I'm going to come to church, and I'm going
to... Okay. You know, it was taking out them Kojic bishops.
Like hotcakes, Jay. You ain't getting me.
He said he ain't going. I ain't caught COVID that one time.
And I'm going to come to church and I'm going to get stuck up. It's a foolishness. No, I'm going to sit.
I ain't got one vaccine at all. Actually, I did get the vaccine. I got the Johnson & Johnson. That's the only one I got.
I said Joe Biden. I meant Bernie Sanders, me.
Hey, like, hey, James, like Ernest Davis said, I'm going to stand still.
His will is clear to me.
I'm going to sit right here.
The daily stress. You promised to provide. Don't do
sit
it.
Right here, child. Unbothered.
That man said, my baby mama let me borrow the ultimate to get to church. I'm returning this.
Not the old one, ultimate.
Yeah.
Got the AKA license plate cover on it. Yep.
And it got no AC.
Not the AKA.
No AC in that sucker either.
Wow.
Jay, you said it had the AK.
My mind bad, y'all.
We gotta go.
He's still in there.
AK.
Brother Dupree, what's that green and pink thing in your car? Shut up,
don't
man.
Yeah, don't ask no
wait,
question.
He got a whole name now?
Brother Dupree.
Brother.
Wow.
Ringtone start playing set it off.
That AKA license frame, or the license plate frame on the back of it. He got to return that.
He got to turn that by 2 o'clock. I told her 2 o'clock.
You dropped her off at brunch, so you know she gonna be.
Brother Dupree, I didn't.
Camera so she can
Brother
see
Dupree, I didn't know you went to Johnson & Wales. You went to Johnson & Wales, Brother Dupree.
I was at church. Babe, I told you I was at church. See? This proof right here.
Proof right here.
It got me on camera.
Please. We pray for you, Brother Dupree.
Now, if I get shot, I can't make it home.
Yeah.
Here's
proof
I was at church. There's that one church mother who didn't make it to church yesterday who's saying, I knew when I woke up, my spirit didn't sit right. Something told me to stay home.
Oh, my
God.
Something
told me to stay home.
See? Who didn't cut the stream off is what I want to know. Like, nobody.
Press stop. No, just move the camera to the left.
It seemed like whoever was on the camera
or something, because they said the church took it down, but yeah, we still got it, and I just want to know how.